Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Hiya, friends. Welcome back. Do appreciate it. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturdays, 9 to noon right here. Scratch that about more money in your pocket. I thought Patty was going to be on this morning. I guess I picked the dates wrong on that. But later on this morning, we have a guest who is going to be giving away $75 tickets. And that's a giveaway. We're going to do that before noon today. So anyway, glad to be back. I was out of town for the week. I came back a day early because I've been watching the storm reports, and this was another unfortunate trip on dreaded Highway 95. It had to be that way because our first two nights were going to be in Death Valley, and, you know, nobody flies to Death Valley. So, you know, if you would have had to fly to Vegas and rent a car and go through that hassle and drive to Death Valley, then drive back to Vegas, and that's where we spent the rest of our days out there. But that Highway 95, they're changing it, you know. They're changing it to Highway Interstate 11. As a matter of fact, some of the signs depicting Interstate 11 have already been put up. Yeah, north of Tonopah, they widened the dreaded Highway 95. And this, of course, is the biggest complaint about Highway 95. It's a two-lane highway, which means near-death experiences every time you take that drive to Vegas. But anyway, they widened the highway north of Tonopah. And interesting, they put they put elevated pathways on the sides of it, which tells me that there's a big, huge new community, residential community that is in the future for that area north of Tonopah. You know, some of these towns are going to become boom towns again, specifically Mina. They're going to be mining for gold. I see this thing pop up on my Facebook all the time. It's a little bit, I think, east of Mina. There's a new gold mine, and that will benefit also Tonopah, which is down in that area. Exciting stuff going on out there. But that Highway 95, my goodness, we came back, and the storm was just coming through, just beginning. And we drove through, visibility from, just before Tonopah all the way to Walker Lake. It was like driving in a dense cloud. The visibility was, I think, two vehicles ahead. That was all you could see. You know, it's been years, or I should say it's been decades, since I drove with my flashers on, but that's what I did. And it was just, and you know, you're driving along slowly, you're trying to see ahead of you, and then some semi just whizzes by to your left. What are you doing? Do you have special vision? Well, I guess you do see a little bit better in a higher seat, driver's seat, but still, people sometimes, when it's icy on the road, they don't change their speed. Who are these animals? So there's always one near-death experience every single time. I'm not going to drive that highway again, even though we do enjoy the stop in Tonopah. And it's the greatest Burger King there, I got to tell you. I am somewhat preoccupied, too, thinking about all the half-priced Dove chocolates and Reese's today. I just want to let you know, also from experience, that the you don't have to get me anything for Valentine's Day. Folks, guys, that's a trap, okay? And the heart-shaped pizza, that's less pizza for the same amount of money. And pizza. Oh, we talked about that last week. Okay, scratch that. I just wish pizza still tasted like it did in the 70s, early 80s. I wish it still tasted like Shakey's and Pizza Hut. And Pirates Pizza, even the pizza at the skating rink. I don't know. Maybe it's rose-colored glasses, but it seems to me it tasted a lot better back then. Okay, problems I'm dealing with at home, and here's where I'm going to ask you to help me out on this, please, at 884-9910. I am dealing, and I just mentioned this last Saturday, and I didn't get into it. I am dealing with unusually vicious squirrel behavior at home. It's, folks, it's a war. These beasts have chewed through all our backyard light strings, strings of lights we have in the backyard, chewed them up. They're had to throw them all away. The car that's in the driveway, I have peppermint oil all underneath the car and in the engine compartment. And they're irate at me because I have three cats. And the cats sometimes will chase the squirrels up the tree, and the squirrels are ticked off about it, and it's retribution from them right now. And it's not just the squirrels, okay? It's always the squirrels creating havoc in the winter, and the crows in spring, summer, and fall. So I'm asking for advice what to do. I'm at a loss, okay? How do I stop these renegade squirrels? Now, the crows are actually much worse. I have a real crow gang problem in my backyard. They really hate me. They sit there by the window. They stare at me when I'm in the kitchen. And if I get up and I move around the house, they find another window where they can perch and look in and scream at me. They scream at my cats. When I walk out to my car or I walk out to get the mail, they dive bomb me to get the mail. They dive down in the air, and it's like they miss my head by an inch, and then they turn around and they do circles around me again, and they do another dive bomb. There's like three or four of these crows at the same time doing it. Now I see why the group of crows is called a murder. And they're smart. The darn crows are smart. The fake owl with the bobbing head does not work. And these crows hold grudges. And I guess it started when I saw this crow coming over. I'm in the backyard, okay? I have a big tree there. We have a robin's nest in this tree. And I saw this crow walking on the branch and coming a little bit too close to the robin's nest. So I held up a rake in the air in front of the crow's face. That's all I did. And when one crow singles out somebody they don't like, it's a downright feud. And this is where it started. They were fine with me before, but all I did was put that rake in front of the crow's head. Crows actually identify and remember faces, even when I wear makeup. I don't anymore. But the crow also passes it on to its family. If this is all true, talking to people who know crows. You'd be surprised. There's some people who really know crows. And I did a little Googling on this, too, that from one crow, you can get multi-generational grudges. They're sometimes called flying monkeys because they're so smart. But solutions? I don't know what to do. That the crows know my face, and I just can't escape it from outside. I had one person tell me that crows, don't laugh at this, crows can be bribed. And so what this guy did, he began keeping kibble and peanuts in his jacket, and he would drop the snacks when he walked underneath the crows, and they stopped. It's like a mafia-style shakedown. He calls it paying the crow tax. But you know what? You got to marvel at it. The world of birds is truly amazing. Oh, I should have told you all in the beginning. I've changed this show to Bird Talk. I just, Bird Talk Saturdays, 9 to noon. Yeah, election's over, so I can do my favorite topic stuff. Finally. Help me with the crows and the squirrels. I would love to hear what you have to say. This is a big problem. 884-9910. You know my feeling about crows Care to bring up other ones? I mean, we can do robins next Saturday. You know, I was thinking parakeets by next month. Anyway, okay, I'm very happy to be here. Vacation shmamation. The work is good. It is Saturday, and I am just freaking excited about the weekend that is here. And I love going to work here on a Monday morning. I love going to work every day, but I also love the weekend. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to get up in the morning at my age and go to work and be wanted for something. And I'm also grateful for the opportunity on Sunday morning to lie in bed until I wake up without alarm clock assistance. And by alarm clock assistance, I mean the smartphone, okay? And I'm about to have an experience with an alarm clock in a short, sort of a retro way. The watch that I wear the most now is a Timex watch, and I like it quite a bit. It's $45 at Walmart. Got it about 4 years ago. And it has this feature called Indiglow, which means that when you push the stem on the watch, the dial lights up, allowing you in the dark of the night to see what time it is. So I've got to get up in time for work, you know, just like you've got to get up in time for work. And the deal for me and many others is we go to bed and we sleep, and sometimes you wake up before the alarm and you're curious to see how much time do you have to sleep. And also I'm a little worried, you know, I haven't overslept, have I? You know, that little fear. And so for that combination of reasons, I'll reach out and hold the watch and I'll push the Indiglow button and I'll check the time. And often, and it's the worst it can be. It's like the worst is when it's like 4 minutes until you're supposed to get up that you see on the watch. It's like, oh, crap, you know. But if it's a couple of hours till you have to get up, like 3 or 4 hours, you feel like you just won the sleep lottery. That's the best. So, yes, I'm closing my watch and I'm going back to sleep. But after 4 years, my Indiglow broke. I push the button, nothing happens. My wife says, well, buy another watch. I say this watch works fine, except for in the middle of the night. So I've tried to adapt. You know, that's me. I have a lot of half-broken things that I keep around and I work with. Yeah, so know that I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll open up the blind in the window in the bedroom a little bit, and the street light would shine, and if I hold my watch up a certain angle and a certain light, I can see it. I'll go through that, you know, because otherwise it's a good watch. All right, let's go to the phones. 884-9910. I guess this is about the crows. Oh, thank God. Steve is calling from Virginia City. Hey, Steve, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning. It's about both of your problems, you know.
Number Lots of one, problems.
The squirrels, your cats are not doing their job, okay? That's number one. Number two, these are not crows, they're ravens.
What?
And number three, to take care of the ravens and the squirrels, it's called a 177 caliber accurate pellet rifle. Once you take out enough of them, you won't have that problem anymore. Because I know, I guess you live in the city, so you can't be using a .22 or a shotgun. You might get in trouble.
So these pellet guns, they don't make the noise that the neighbors would complain about. I don't know if I'm that good of a shot, though, to be honest
with you,
Steve.
Ravens, you better learn to be a good shot. You want to solve your problem, otherwise.
Gotcha.
But
why did I assume these were crows? And what's
I don't know,
difference?
Because
how do you
black.
Know they're not crows?
Well, because they're how do I know they're not crows? Because they're so big.
They are big, but
yeah.
I assume they were crows because they're smart and they know my face. And I've been told that crows are, like I said, flying monkeys with brains.
Ravens are smart, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're ravens. We got them too, but I took care of the problem. They're not bothering us anymore. They'll look at us from a distance. But a 20-gauge shotgun had took care of the problem.
These birds are smart enough to know that you got a stick that takes care of their buddies. And they are, I'm serious, they are. I had one guy tell me that for birds, crows, and I assume ravens too, have a larger than average brains compared to other birds. They take up more of the head than the brains in the other birds. What a fascinating topic.
Maybe those birds are smarter than some of our citizens in this country.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Take sure.
Let's Bye. Go to Paul. Paul, 884-9910 is our number. Hey, Paul, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Steve. Good to talk to you. Can't believe you've been on for over a year now. I don't know how long it's been. I just caught the end of your conversation with the other gentleman. So anyways, with the crows or the ravens, you're right. For a bird, their brain is larger than the average bird for body size, so they're very smart. And this, maybe I suggest them by actually having the gun. They're smart enough that if you have a shotgun for a period of time, they'll recognize that. A lot of times, they'll already know what that is, and they'll start to stay away. So you may just want to borrow a shotgun for a while and carry it in your backyard a little bit. And see if they're smart enough to, or not smart, but if they've experienced before, they may know what it is and decide that you're not worth messing with.
Well, here's the deal. That means I'd have to walk around with a shotgun every single time I go out and get my mail.
No.
They're smart enough to realize if I don't have a shotgun that I can be dive bombed. And this dive bombing that they do is quite traumatic, Paul.
Right, but they may recognize the shotgun enough times that they decide to leave you alone based on, not that you have it all the time, but that, oh, this is the guy with the shotgun, even though you don't have it all the time. You have it for a while, so maybe, you know, for a few weeks have it. Then maybe pick up like a toy gun that looks semi-real, and you can hang out with that a little bit. And after a while, they will... start to remember it. This is the guy with the shotgun, and maybe we don't want to bother him. So, might be worth a try.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
But they are smart
friend.
Enough. They're very good.
Smart, I know. All right, have yourself a great day, my friend. Man, I'm in a battle of wits with birds. I used to be like a 20-year anchorman, and now I'm fighting with trying to outsmart a bird. How far they've fallen, right? I'm John Potter. This is Live, Local, and Right Now. Our time is 10:23. Be back. Open topic, 884-9910. Advice always welcome on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:23.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, friends. John Potter taking calls in the order they come in. John, I'm glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning.
Hey, John. Good to hear your voice. Everybody so far has pretty much laid out a really good plan. But let's say, for example, you are inside the city limits and you can't use a pea shooter or anything larger than that. You ought to go and get a owl decoy and set it someplace that the ravens will see it. The owl is bigger than the ravens, and the ravens don't want to mess with owls. So if you've got a decoy, put it in a tree, something along those lines.
We got that. It didn't work. And this was a really realistic-looking owl, and its head bobbed and everything. And the crows figured, or ravens, I don't know what they are, they figured it out, my man. They did. You must have dumb crows where you are. I have the smart ones. Anything
else?
Well,
the only reason why I'm bringing up a decoy is we actually have an owl in our neighborhood in East Sparks. And
a real one?
A real one. And we have no ravens whatsoever. In fact, the owls and... falcons or whatever they are, sparrows, whatever kind of bird it is, they get along. But the ravens are not in the neighborhood where they used to be. So maybe if you built some sort of a habitat that could lure the owl into your area, you wouldn't have the problem. But
That's interesting. It really is. Okay. Well, I thought the three cats would, freak out these crows, but it just made them madder, it seems to me. John, I appreciate your call.
Right. You need feral cats.
the gang member cats. Yeah. The rough ones.
That's it. The rough ones.
Yeah. We cater to ours too much. We've pussified them. Literally.
Wussy cats.
Wussy cats. There you go. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Let's go to Maitland and Sparks calling up more bird talk. I love it. Hey, Maitland, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Or is it Martin?
It's Martin.
Martin. Okay. Hey. Hi, Martin. Glad you called. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I do enjoy your program. I listen to you every Saturday and even before that on the news. But, hey, I just want to let you know I had a problem with crows, ravens, whatever, coming at me, and they chased me all the way to my front door and even scared my golden retriever dog. Well, what I did is I went on Amazon and I looked up, I think what I put in was something stupid like critter repeller or whatever, but you can put in like animal repeller or whatever. Anyway, I looked up and I found out there's solar operated, so you don't have to play with batteries, and you can mount them on your roof, and they put out a ultrasonic sound or something that repels the birds or squirrels or anything. So for this, I got a two-pack. I put one on the ground and one up on my roof. And it seems to work quite well, so well that I even bought one for my sister in Arizona. She had woodpeckers pecking away at her roof.
Well, I got these dive-bombing birds, and I'm amazed they haven't actually hit my head. They dive bomb and they just stop like an inch above your head and go up and circle around you.
Yeah.
And then they dive bomb again. They are really pissed off at me. It's just getting my mail. And I talked to a guy, he's been hit by these animals or crows or ravens, whatever. I'm afraid to go home, actually. That's why I'm here. Martin, I'm glad you called, my friend. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, check into it. Go on Amazon and see what you can see.
All right, sir. Thanks. All right, got a break for Fox News, friends. I'm John Potter. This is All Live and Local. We'll take more of your calls after the news. Our phone number, 884-9910, also a number for texts, and we'll read a bunch of texts after the news, too. Stick around because we have $75 tickets to give away sometime between now and noon. Also, I'll tell you to what later on. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1031.
Is FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It's 10:37. I'm John Potter. As always, I'll be grateful to take your call. I hope whoever you are, you'll feel invited and empowered. Our phone number, 884-9910. Taking calls in the order they come in. Let's go to David calling from Reno. David knows about ravens. Hi, David. I got a war going on in my backyard with crows, ravens, and squirrels. What you got?
Well, I stumbled upon this. I don't know if there's any science behind it or not, but I know ravens are, like, really, really smart, one of the smartest animals there are. You know, we live up off of Thomas Creek up there and had some raven problems, and I tried everything. I didn't want to shoot any, but I had the horn. And I even did the laser and everything and wouldn't get rid of them. And then one day I noticed they were gone. There wasn't anything there, so I kind of hiked up the hill a little bit, and at the base of a tree, I found a dead raven. Now, maybe there's no science behind it, but I know they're pretty smart. Maybe the ravens are thinking, oh, shoot, one of us died around here. This ain't safe. Let's take off. Again, I don't know if any science behind it or not, but it sure as heck worked, and as soon as that raven was laying down there until after, you know, a month and a half or so, it kind of decomposed, and then they came back. So I don't know if that's, maybe instead of an owl, maybe you need to lay down what looks like a dead raven.
I've been getting advice from a lot of friends, and this isn't something a friend told me. This is a story I read on the web where somebody thought the same thing, David, and they managed to procure a dead crow and put it out there, and he said that it ended up just making them madder, that they were on really a death rampage against this poor guy. Those ravens you're talking about took it well. The others, crows are not only geniuses and smart, they're also vicious, nasty, brutal animals. And don't know, but I'll have to I don't want to try it. I don't want to get them madder than they are. It's frightful to walk outside right now. It really is.
Maybe I just got lucky.
Yeah. All I did was I held a rake in front of a crow's head as it was walking toward the robin's nest. That's all I did. And this crow took such offense to it. And they tell their buddies. And it's a gang now. Appreciate your call, David. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let's read some of the texts. Well, let's see here. John. Rat traps and peanut butter. Stake the trap. Make friends with the crows. Throw shelled peanuts. I brought this up before. A friend of mine did the same exact thing, and he bribed the crows. And, yes, it did work. He has some sort of kibble in his pocket, and I think peanuts too. And when he goes outside in the backyard, he throws some of it on the ground, and it works. It works for him. I just have this. To me, it's like paying off the Don, you know, the mafia. I just have thing against paying off the bad guys, you know. I can't bring myself to do it, those nasty crows. And I got to pay them? I got to pay for protection in my own backyard? I just refuse to do it. So thanks anyway for that. I may get to that point, though, where I traps and peanut butter. No, I think they're too smart for that. Let me see. Let's go to another text here. Okay. For the squirrels, a pellet gun. Where are my glasses? Hold on. Don't shoot the crows. They're smart. They recognize people, and they hold a grudge. They look after their own, and they believe in retribution. Try bribing them. Put out some food. Okay. Glad to hear from folks who have had the experience that I've had. Here's another one. Ravens and crows are close relatives from the same family of birds. Okay, somebody letting me know, because I assume they were crows. Somebody said they were ravens. Hi, John, you are funny. Rail City Nursery and other nurseries have products to help with squirrels and birds. Good luck. Okay, I'm not so funny today with the crows. I'm sorry. Okay, let's see. John, you're so right. That Highway 95 is nasty. Got spun out one year by Goldfield and had to head back down and wait for the plow. Yeah, I was talking earlier. I just came back from another dreaded trip on Highway 95. And I live to tell the tale. Okay, let me see. Okay, let's take another one here. John, crows are social birds that flock together. Ravens are solitary birds, and you'll rarely see more than one at a time. Okay, so I think they're crows, because I have a gang of crows. There are like four or five of them. They're not solitary. It's a gang I have dive bombing me. And also, John, I recommend a loud air horn to audibly chase them away. Neighbors will love that one. But actually, that just might work. But they're pretty brave, nasty birds. I'll try it. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Another text. Oh, this is about Derek's product, Master Blaster. John, Derek's Master Blaster sounds like a heavy duty laxative. Thank you, Jimmy from Genoa. Got to admit, it does. Maybe Derek. Well, it is a powerful name. Got to admit that. 884-9910 is our number. $75 tickets for you to win coming up between now and noon today. We have this big event coming to town next week, and we have tickets for it. Let's go back to the phones. Dave is calling from Carson City. Hey, Dave. Good morning.
I'm glad you called. Good morning. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, crows and ravens, they aren't so bad. You know, yeah, somebody said, yeah, they're smart birds. Okay, coming from Southern California, from San Gabriel Valley, we had quite a number of parrots. Have you ever heard a parrot squawking early in the morning and you cannot do anything to get rid of them? Yeah, you know, the parrot squawk makes hearing crows and ravens sound like a cakewalk.
You have, like, parrots are expensive tropical birds. Where is this?
Well, you know, there used to be a pet store in Pasadena, as the story goes, that caught fire. This was like in the 1960s sometimes. And the parrots that they had for sale in their pet store somehow got out, you know, were saved. And, you know, that started the flock. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And, you know, several flocks, they migrated throughout Pasadena, the San Gabriel Valley, Covina, Arcadia, Monrovia, El Monte, you name it, the whole region, near the San Gabriel Mountains. And, you know, you have these groups of birds that, you know, hang out in the trees and, you know, they, you know, hear them, and, you know, nice, colorful birds, but, you know, their squawking sometimes gets on people's nerves. And, there's crows in the area, too, but, you know, they tend to, I haven't seen any parrots and crows have a fight, but,
Well, I don't think the parrots, for their benefit, don't have the disposition that these wicked crows do.
Yeah.
I always thought they were cute, friendly animals, you know, the parrots.
So yeah,
be
the
nicer
squawking,
to look at, that's for sure.
The squawking that come from the flocks that may reside in a certain neighborhood for a while, and then they move on. And it's not like one or two parrots. It's like sometimes 15 or 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It can get get a little bit heady sometimes.
Yeah, we like our peace and quiet. Thank you. Appreciate that, Dave. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right. Hey, let's go to Bob calling from Sparks and also calling about birds. Bob, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, John. Let me just pull over here so I can talk. I didn't realize how fast I'd get on. Okay, what I want to talk about is this, okay? We moved here from the once great state of California 7 years ago. We love Sparks. And we bought a house. Actually, we had it made. And lo and behold, we get pigeons on the roof. And I mean pigeons like you wouldn't believe. You still there?
I sure am. The pigeons all over the roof. They just like your roof?
They're on everybody's roof. And not only do they crap everywhere, but they also, my neighbor who was in the construction business said that there's urine, if you get enough of it, you know, can kind of ruin your roof, you know? So I said, I got to do something about this, okay? So I ended up buying a set of BB guns, you know, the Red Riders or whatever they're called. And they're pretty nice nowadays. They're a lot safer and probably more accurate and whatever. And so every time I would see pigeons on my roof, I'd get out there and I'd fire away. And I did that for probably about, I'd say maybe 2 or 3 months. And after that, then this has been several years now, I haven't had one pigeon on my roof. They go to the neighbors, across the street, next door. I see them everywhere else. They know better. They're going to get stung in the old butt if they come to my house.
I didn't think pigeons were that smart. Okay. Wow.
They're apparently pretty smart.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Bob. Boy, am I learning so much about birds. Educational radio right here, folks. Back to the emails here. John, it's a murder of crows, not a gang of crows. Well, I said that as a joke, actually, earlier. I said, now I know why these three or four crows in my backyard, now I know why they call them a murder. But they act like a gang, okay? So that's why I said gang right there. Okay, another text here, 884-9910. John, we love our crows. They are great in our neighborhood in Carson City. We feed them from time to time with cat kibble and unsalted peanuts from Costco. They are magical and often leave a shiny gift at our feeding area. Smiley face. Yeah, see, I have something against bribing these gangs here, these murders, rather. Okay, and there's a Far Side cartoon somebody sent in. Regarding experts of, I guess, crows. Yeah, I haven't loaded
them. No, that anyway, was your expert when you were talking about expert. Well, this expert tells us, and it's actually
when I was talking about the media, when the experts say, okay, I'm always afraid to download pictures. I've been told not to do that. So what's the Far Side cartoon show?
It shows a gentleman with... about four or five phones on the desk, all labeled with different agency names. And his wife walks in the door and she goes, oh, so this is where they're getting the expert opinions from.
It's so difficult to describe a Far Side cartoon, my friend, but you did very well. It's like you have to be there. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, live and local, and right now, 884-9910 is our number. Open topic here. Obviously, it's been taken over by birds this morning. But anything else? We got to talk about the news, too. You got something in the news that ticked you off or that you approved of? This is the place, and it's local, you know? It's you get on right away. It's not like getting in line for these national talk shows, which... you know, are proliferating a lot of other stations. Right here, it's live and local on Saturday. Also on Sunday, too, with Nevada Backroads with Henry. Anyway, got to take a break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1051.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. It's an interesting topic for me, but I think we're going to wrap it up this hour. We're going to wrap it up in 4 minutes here. It's quite an accomplishment to do a 1 hour on crows on talk radio. And I've surprised myself that it can be done. But no, I'm sure we're boring some people right now. And but still, you can text, and we just got one here. It says, John, try giant pinwheels in the yard. That kind of makes sense. Thanks a lot. If you just joined us, I got crow problems, okay? They're smart birds. They have a vendetta against me. They dive bomb me every time I walk outside. And there's like four or five of them. All I did was offend one of them. Well, he told his buddies and everything. And the entire murder of crows has just been harassing me to no end. And the cats are no help. The cats are probably making it worse.
You got another text in there too, John. It says, birds are strong evidence. Brain size does not equate to intelligence.
I'm trying to figure out if that's an insult on me or not.
I'll let you ponder that.
I think it is. Good morning, John. Could you please mention the crash on Kitsky Lane? Why won't the Reno PW department clean it up? There's trash everywhere. I walk. I'm a pedestrian. It's unbelievable. West 4th Street up by McCarran. Look down the ditch. It's a huge dump site for just litter out there. Man, we used to, I hate to go back to the good old days and everything like that, but it's so brazen and blatant now, this trash. Walk on, well, of course, Grove. Limberry, right behind the Peppermill Luxury Hotel. And what do the people in these luxury rooms see when they look out the window on Limberry? Mounds of litter and trash on Limberry. That's a pet peeve of mine, but I appreciate your text. Here's another one. John, regarding your broken Indiglo on your Timex watch, use what everybody else does. Use your smartphone to tell the time when you wake up in the middle of the night. Yeah, I got my cell phone right there on the nightstand. I could reach over and, like, click that on for a second, and there would be, you know, the time right there overlaid on the picture of my wife and the three cats posing with their donut tunnel toy. We're easily amused. But you turn that phone on, and it's bright enough to wake you up for good, and you can't go back to sleep. So one of my tasks for this weekend is I'm going to go to some place of retail orientation, I presume Walmart, and I'm going to see if they still make those little box things. I think they were called alarm clocks. I don't want an alarm. I just want a lighted red set of numbers that will tell me the time, and I'm going to put it where I can see it. So that's my kind of adventure-filled weekend coming up.
I have a really neat one. It actually projects on the ceiling. It's on my nightstand to my left, but it projects the time on the ceiling. All I have to do is look up.
Last I saw those was like Spencer Gifts. I'm Amazon, I'm sure. Amazon's got it.
Yep.
Wow, they still sell alarm clocks. What? Anyway, now you can see why I'm excited for the weekend to be here. I'm John Potter, live and local, and we have those tickets coming up for you to win 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:58.